Blog Talk Radio.
Hello everyone, a special hello to all our friends and family around our beloved planet, almost in every country around our beautiful Terra, and everyone who will be listening to our call on the archives, hello. Welcome to Dr. Catherine May's Blog Talk Radio Program Channel Panel. Today is Sunday, September 21st, 2014. And a happy solstice to everyone. Today's show is our Ascension and Healing Training with Catherine and Sananda, and our loving Arcturian healers and friends and their beautiful ships around the planet. This is your co-host, Meg Davis, calling in from the greater Atlanta area in Georgia. And our host is Catherine, calling in from her beautiful home in High Falls, New York. Hi, Catherine.
Hi, Meg.
Hi.
Oh, what fun we're going to have today. Let me just
check. It feels like it. It feels like it.
Let me make sure that our start meeting people are on. Judd Christensen, can you hear me? I don't hear you. I hope. Let me see. If I go... Sorry, folks, I just have to check and make sure they can hear me. I don't... Oh, if I go back to them, I'll lose you, so I guess I can't do that. I'll try one more. Henry Kinderman, can you hear me? Or Don Montgomery? Nope. One more try. Marianne, are you there? Well, something happened last time that it didn't work as well. So I see that my voice isn't coming through on the call-in. We've tried to create a... Oh, now it's working. If I turn off the recording, let's see. Can you hear me, folks? No, they can't. Can you hear me? This is very strange. Okay, I have to do some work on that one, obviously, because they're not hearing me. I'm going to ask you for a moment, Meg, to...
Yes.
Tell the group about what we're doing, and I'm going to see if I can try and hook up with the conference call.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
And I wanted to, perfect timing, I wanted to give a special shout out to our loving listener, Chris, who is doing, after every call,
the recording has started.
Sorry.
Oh, good. It sounds like that worked.
I think I got it fixed.
Good, good.
Okay.
After every call, Chris, who's listening to the call, hi, Chris, clips out the part where Catherine and I do a little special segment in the beginning before we go to the ship. He emails it to me, and I send it off to Eleonora, one of our members in the Pramathurupa, and Eleonora puts this up on YouTube, and I just am so excited. Catherine, you've had your 15 minutes of fame for a while, but this might be mine first time being out there in the ether. So it's really fun. We can find all of the nutrition pieces before Sananda's call on YouTube. And Eleonora is posting all of those and just doing a marvelous job. So thank you to both of them, because they are allowing this really important information to make it out into a larger family than just our Healing for Ascension tour group and to our listeners. So we're going to be able to build our group consciousness with the work they're doing. So just thank you so much.
Yes. So. And there will be a little adjustment. Unfortunately, we didn't coordinate too well, and now we have two YouTube channels. So we're going to combine them on my original YouTube channel, which is already there for the visual centering. So we'll have everything on the same channel.
Oh, perfect.
So if we can figure out how to, if I can figure out how to give access to Eleonora, we will have it all in one place for all of you, which should be really useful. So,
oh, yeah.
Yes, I'm delighted about this, because this material really needs to be saved and accessible for people. So we've been doing some pretty out there, avant-garde informational sessions, and we've gotten just fabulous feedback from people who've said they've changed their diets completely and they're just feeling fabulous and that it's really helping. So I'm delighted about that. And we're going to do more today. So let's just give our websites and then we'll launch into some really interesting information. And I just received something a few minutes ago that I want to talk about, that I don't know if you've seen it yet. It's about the HPV virus vaccine. It's blockbuster.
I have heard some stuff, so let's see if we're aligning, but yeah.
Yeah.
You know what you saw.
And I know you, well, let's first of all just give our websites and our Facebook, and then we will launch into what we're going to do today. Right, which has to do with the effects of nutrition and medication on children. Do you want to expand that in any way?
No, that's good. We'll just do the little background work for everybody who is new. We're so glad if you're a first-time listener. And then we'll start, because, you know, once we start, it's going to be Katie bar the door. So go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I'm Catherine May, and my website is whoneedslight.org. And we also have a Facebook page called Healing for Ascension Tour and the Healing for Ascension Tour group. Sorry about the long title, but there's, you know, you can find it, Healing for Ascension Tour. And the group is for people who want to talk to each other, compare notes, talk about their personal experiences, and really connect with one another from all around the world. And we're past 12,000 and climbing every day, so you're bound to find somebody in your area of the world. So Gabriella monitors that page, and she posts everything as it comes out. So the latest messages are there. In addition to the email messages that I send out, it's the same thing basically. The emails tend to maintain the format a little better, so I'll remind translators or anyone else who's working with those, please take the original from the website. But it's there, you know, moment-to-moment information, what we're doing, where we are, if we're doing workshops, and the messages and the Blog Talk Radio links and so on. So Meg also has a Facebook page, and she has so generously made herself available for consulting with people And I keep getting emails saying, oh, my gosh, Meg is a wonder. She's just fabulous, and she helped me so much. So thank you for that, Meg, for her. She's doing consultations with people who really need, a little advice about where they are and what changes they're making in their regimen, their diets, and so on. So Meg Davis, hyphen.
Wisdom Within, hyphen
wisdom,
Meg Davis.
Wisdom Within.
Within.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Wisdom Within.
Did I get it
Meg
backwards?
Davis.
Wait, you say it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Wisdom Within, hyphen Meg Davis. Perfect.
Oh, right. I had it backwards. Sorry.
Yeah. And just a couple more things about your Facebook page. You can also find on Catherine's website, whoneedslight.org. Also, you can order her book, Who Needs Light? And also learn more about visual centering. Both of these resources are here for our own personal ascension, to be able to just fast track clearing away anything, any thought patterns, any types of mental and emotional problems that are preventing us from truly moving into our most beautiful state. So I'll say that as well, because they've been absolutely priceless to me. And, yes, and also I'll give you my email address for people who want to talk to me personally about something they're experiencing that they're having a little trouble navigating alone. It's B as in boy, T as in Tom, W as in water, davis@gmail.com. And I just have to say that, yes, I'm also supporting you, but, my gosh, these questions are so brilliant that I am being asked that I'm having to do research to help people. So this is extraordinary, because I'm growing. I just add my experience plus what I learn, and I actually am learning so much. So thank you for your great questions, and keep them coming. I work with people in Australia and China and South America, and it's just so fun for me. So ask whatever you need. There's no question that's too small. And
oh, that's great.
Yes, absolutely. And today, we're going to dedicate this call to the children. And, Catherine, just jump in and out like we always do. It works so great that way.
Sure.
I asked Sananda a couple of days out, okay, Sananda, what would the world like to talk about? What can we do to help people? Who needs to hear what? And sometimes I'll just sort of have a train of thought that comes in, and I'll follow it till it feels good. And this one was a newsletter I received from one of my nutritional gurus. His name is Dr. Bruce West. And the lead cover, more mass murders. Okay, this is interesting. Let me read this. And he goes on to talk about nutrition, psychiatry, and the children who are involved with these mass killings.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, that's it. I want to talk about this. I want to save our kids from ever being involved in anything like this again, completely preventable. And I know Catherine, this is very near and dear to Catherine's heart too. She's talked about it before and the last couple of shows. And his beginning paragraph is, not too long ago I wrote that there will be more mass murders. I said that surely the Connecticut, Oregon, and Colorado mass murders are going to repeat themselves over and over.
Mm-hmm.
I also explained one major reason for more mass murders. The major underlying cause continues to be completely ignored. The main underlying cause is the dismal American diet for young people and the resultant brain insult this diet causes.
And I want to add to that. Something I said last week, which is I am willing to bet that every single one of these perpetrators was on antidepressants. which really affects the brain in a very direct way. And one of the side effects is thoughts of suicide, and this one they don't advertise, of course, and homicide. So I think, you know, which is worse? I think the combination on top of the terrible diet, add an antidepressant, and you have murder in the making. So we're not just talking about, you know, a little allergy you might develop from the food you're eating, you know, or a little, maybe you'll sleep better. We're talking about life or death. We're talking about kids being able to go to school and learn or not. And I have a story. I have an article that's just going to knock your socks off that's brand new, and I also want to tell this story about our experience on Friday night with our dear little Noev, who is 5. Now, Noev probably has one of the cleanest diets of anybody on the planet. She eats almost exclusively fruits and vegetables, and a few grains, but all kinds of different vegetables and fruits. And then we took her out to dinner for, like a special fun time. And she loves quesadillas. So we let her have a quesadilla, which is cheese and, just cheese in a little crust. And then for dessert, she had a fried ice cream. It's rolled in some kind of crust with coconut and, some kind of crumbs. And deep fried and then covered with chocolate sauce, with a big gob of whipped cream on top. She picked up her spoon and practically shoveled it into her mouth. I mean, this is a child who it takes an hour to eat her dinner. And she wolfed down this dessert like there was no tomorrow, and then jumped out of her chair and proceeded to dance around the table, singing at the top of her lungs. Now, she's lovely and very charming, and it was a noisy restaurant, so most people didn't really notice. But I saw her changing before my eyes. We decided it was time to leave because she was getting wild and laughing hysterically, giggling and carrying on and telling jokes that only she knew what the meaning was, and singing, yeah, yetsy doodle, yankee doodle, boodle, woodle, la la la. We went out into the street. It was dark, and she's proceeding down the sidewalk, singing at the top of her lungs, hanging on to things, like bumping into me, hanging on to her mother. She was exactly like a dead drunk alcoholic. She was staggering and slurring her words and giggling, just giggling like, like the drunks in the movies, and like swinging around the lampposts. But we had to, really hold on to her hands so she wouldn't do something dangerous, like run into the street. And she was, fortunately, it wasn't so late, but she's singing at the top of her lungs. We get to the car, and she's buckled into her seat, and it was time for her to talk to her father. She talks to him on Facebook. So he called, and she got on the phone, and she's like putting things over her head and laughing hysterically. And he's saying, hello, are you there? And she starts singing again, yankee doodle, bombie doodle, yankee doodle, ha 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 ha. And she knows how to sing, too. She can carry a tune. And she knows a lot of songs. But she wasn't making sense. She was, like, blathering. And this went on for a good 15 minutes as we were driving home. And then all of a sudden, she never did get to talk to her father. She couldn't concentrate long enough to even speak into the iPhone, which she's very good at. So he gave up, you know, and said, okay, I'll talk to you in the morning, you know, when you're sober. So this went on, this nonsense singing, repetitious over and over again, just nonsense sounds and hysterical laughter. And then all of a sudden it stopped. And we looked back, and she had pulled Gabriella's jacket up over her head, and she was sound asleep and snoring. It was like instantly. 1 minute she's, you know, yelling at the top of her lungs, the next minute she's passed out.
Oh,
I
my
was
goodness.
Stunned. She, you know, she's exuberant, but she never does this kind of stuff. It was truly bizarre. And exactly what would be labeled ADHD.
Mm-hmm.
Precisely the kind of behavior that gets people diagnosed, children diagnosed in school, and put on medication. If we didn't know, you know, if we hadn't made the connection that it's the dessert, I would have thought, boy, this kid's ready for a straitjacket.
Mm.
She never could have gone to school in that state. She wouldn't have been able to even talk, much less participate. And she couldn't respond to anyone. She was completely uncommunicative. She was so absorbed in her own, you know, making these sounds like an autistic child. And all of this from one dessert. So after that experience, I went, oh my gosh, Meg doesn't know how right she is. And we have to keep, she came down the next morning and said, oh, can I have, I don't know, maple syrup on my breakfast? And your mother turned to her and she said, do you remember last night? She said, oh, yeah. No, you're not having any sugar. So there it is. She is a 100% healthy kid. She's smart. She's in absolute command of her thoughts and her actions as far as much as a 5-year-old can be. And she was completely out of control. Not only out of control, but non-communicative, which was, for her, is astonishing because she's so engaged with people. So, from my point of view, like, boy, that's the only evidence I need. However, we will also do the research, the scientific research for people, and give them articles to read. But I was convinced. It is poison. And especially, you know, of course she responded so intensely because she doesn't usually eat it.
Mm-hmm.
And I suppose you could build up some immunity.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't eat sugar either. So I'm gonna really watch. If I have some kind of sugar, I think that's what keeps me up at night. So, well, I'll report on that one, too. Because I get, if I have any dessert, I think it just, like, fires me up, and then I can't sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, it affects adults, but the effect on children is just devastating. So there you go. That's ice cream, chocolate sauce, fried whatever, and, of course, sugar-laced whipped cream. Who would have thought, you know, an ice cream dessert could be so deadly? So that was my personal experience. And I know you're going to talk about, right along these lines, but maybe I'll just take the opportunity to tell about this article I just got.
Yes, please do.
Came through, I think it's through this stage2omega.com website, and they're collecting some very interesting things. But this one's a blockbuster. Most people by now have heard about the HPV vaccines, Gardasil and Cervarix. Dr. Diane Harper was the leading expert responsible for the Phase 2 and Phase 3 safety and effectiveness studies, which got the approval for the human papillomavirus vaccines. She also is the author of many of the published scholarly papers about the vaccines. And she has just recently made a completely 180-degree turn at the 4th International Conference on Vaccination, which took place in Reston, Virginia. She gave a speech, and she said she needed to clear her conscience about the deadly vaccines so that she could sleep at night. And these are excerpts from a story that was written by Sarah Kane, who was there at the conference. So Dr. Harper explained in her presentation that the cervical cancer risk in the U.S. is already extremely low, and that vaccinations are unlikely to have any effect upon the rate of cervical cancer in the United States. In fact, 70% of all HPV infections resolve themselves without treatment in a year, and it's over 90% within 2 years. So Harper went on to talk about the safety angle. All trials of the vaccines were done on children age 15 and above, and despite that, they're currently being marketed for 9-year-olds. So far, 15,000 girls have reported adverse side effects from Gardasil alone, and these were reported to the Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. And this means that these are only the ones whose parents went through the hurdles to try to report this. And at the time of writing, 44 girls are officially known to have died from these vaccines. The reported side effects include Guillain-Barré syndrome, the paralysis that lasts for years and sometimes permanently, lupus, seizures, blood clots, and brain inflammation. Parents are not made aware of these risks. And Dr. Harper claimed that she was speaking out so that she might finally be able to sleep at night. About 8 in every 10 women who have been sexually active will have HPV at some stage of their life. Normally, there are no symptoms, and in 98% of the cases, it clears itself. It can, in the cases where it isn't treated, it can lead to precancerous cells, which could develop into cervical cancer. So the incidence is so low, it's practically non-existent. And these vaccines were marketed as a protection against cervical cancer. And there were places, I remember in, I think it was Virginia, where they were going to make it mandatory mm-hmm. that all children under the age of 15 have to have this vaccine. Mm-hmm. It's only girls, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So the studies have proven, quote, there is no demonstrated relationship between the condition being vaccinated for and the rare cancers that the vaccine might prevent. But it is marketed to do that, nonetheless. In fact, there is no actual evidence that the vaccine can prevent any cancer. From the manufacturer's own admissions, the vaccine only works in 4 strains out of 40 for a specific venereal disease that dies on its own in a relatively short period. So the chance of it actually helping an individual is about the same as the chance of her being struck by a meteorite. That's pretty clear.
Mm.
She's been vilified. She's already been misquoted by The Guardian. But she's made it very clear that what she has said, she was very careful about what she said in order to protect herself against lawsuits. So she's been clarifying and repeating her position, but of course she's under attack.
Mm-hmm.
So the CDC... Harper said that there were 100,000 doses, let's see, distributed. So, and the rate of serious adverse events on par with the death rate of cervical cancer is like zero. I mean, the rate of serious adverse effects are more serious from the vaccine than from the supposedly possible cervical cancer rates.
Okay.
So, from her admission, there is nothing good about these. And, of course, not all the deaths have been reported, because they've either been hidden or they're attributed to something else.
Mm-hmm.
And this leaves, and it's completely denied that there's a connection, so it leaves the parents of these teenagers who died in absolute despair. And, you know, how would you feel if your daughter was killed by a vaccination? So... they were also being given out for free, the free doses of Gardasil were given out by public health agencies. So it's hand in glove, you know, the FDA is not overseeing this. They're not doing any research to show that the reports that are being given out are completely false. The manufacturer, I'm going to read just one more little, here's that update number 2. The National Vaccine Information Center has confirmed that 2 virologists, Stephen Crawling and Joan Lakowski, have filed a lawsuit against their former employer and vaccine manufacturer, Merck. It alleges that Merck defrauded the U.S. for over 10 years by overstating the MMR vaccine's effectiveness. This is a different vaccine. They witnessed firsthand the improper testing and data falsification in which Merck engaged to artificially inflate the vaccine's efficacy findings. So, over and over, we're finding that there are victims, there are people who are dying from these vaccinations, and the drug companies are deliberately, consciously, purposely covering up. Merck's global vaccine sales total more than $20 billion a year. So, what kind of company will sell a product that kills people and pretend they don't know it? And there is no upside. This is the shocking thing about it, and this is what we're hearing about other vaccines as well, that it's very probable that vaccines for things like typhoid, whooping cough, diphtheria, and so on really have no effect at all. And the measles vaccine for sure, because even in this little town where I am, the cases of measles are all with kids who've been vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
So where does it end? I mean, we have to put a stop to this. And just one quick addition to this. When Gabriella went to get her, health report from the doctor for Noev to start kindergarten, she said, I will not allow my daughter to have vaccinations. And he said she had had the initial ones years ago, and Gabriella has since learned so much about it. She said she would not permit it. And we went to a doctor who was really recommended, and people love him, and she said he was trying to be very helpful and very personable. And when she said she wouldn't vaccinate Noev, he really turned and said she has to do it because she's a risk to the entire community and she's from out of the country. Well, he can have her deported. So just mention vaccinations and people get really strange, especially the ones who are educated and, expected to carry out this policy, which is you get these vaccinations or else we will drive you out of the country, we'll threaten you, we'll take you to court for not getting the vaccinations. So here's where we need to push. And we need a whole lot more people to stand up and say no. There is such good evidence now. I mean, haven't we always known that autism was connected to vaccinations? When a perfectly healthy child suddenly at 18 months old starts acting strangely, haven't we always known there was a connection? But parents are talked out of it. Oh, no, it can't be that. You're imagining things. It never happens. And then the doctor browbeats the parent into accepting that what they saw in front of their very eyes didn't really happen. You know, the children can just have these extreme changes all of a sudden. And it's not the fever and the vaccine and the illness that resulted from when they just had the vaccination. So that's why we're talking about it here. Like you said last week, we're not that's my ninja presentation. What did you call it?
Going ninja.
I'm not gonna go ninja here. I'm just gonna present the evidence and let other people do their research, and when you do, if you Google vaccines side effects, you will get hundreds of articles. So, I now turn over the talking stick to dear Meg, who has prepared some more interesting information for us. Take it away, Meg.
Oh, Catherine, that was just brilliant. And as a mother yourself, and Gabriella, can you imagine? This is what our parents are facing. And this is what just, I want to bring hope to parents who have to face this every day in the system until we can break apart. And it's happening. It is. Break apart.
It is. It's happening very fast.
Yes. So we only offer this to look at it clearly, to see it, and to know that it's changing, to not lose hope, to not feel underwater by
or overwhelmed.
All of this. Yes, overwhelmed, because it is changing. And
well,
so
look, this was Diane Harper. It's just come out this week.
Yep.
That she did.
And then
this
we have the two whistleblowers. We have the two whistleblowers at the CDC who just came forward that there was complete corruption with the measles, mumps, and rubella virus, which showed a 300% increase in autism risk for African-American male babies.
Oh.
And they completely covered it up. And now the whistleblowing is done. And then a week ago, we had the big Syria, 55 children killed with vaccinations in Syria.
Oh, I didn't see
and
that.
And parents screaming, just screaming. Within hours, they were gone. So these, I just get chills.
And those were,
those were
offered by the U.S. drug companies?
With World Health Organization, with all the pharmaceutical company, and Bill Gates is included, and the massive vaccination system to third world countries, which are in extra need of education. They feel 10 times more browbeat by organizations coming in. These doctors who are there are completely duped and thinking they are offering their patient something from America, which is surely safe. It is devastating. And I just know these children. I just feel it. They volunteered on a higher level to bring awareness so this can be stopped for other children. So in their name, I want to talk about helping parents, because the children aren't making these decisions. The parents are. And I, in my practice, have to coach parents on how to stand up for what they know in their heart to be true and in the highest good of their children. But when they're facing a white coat or a Board of Education health officer or their own primary care physician and are just sometimes yelled at, called names, screamed at, thrown out of the office, told their bad parenting, withholding vital services for their child. And what parent can hardly stand up to that type of force? And so three children came to mind when I was thinking about our topic for today and why I want to just bring hope to parents. There was a, I talk to parents sometimes that I've never met who just are referrals from patients. And this one was in a South Georgia town called Valdosta. And a mother called me and said, my son has debilitating asthma and allergies and eczema. He has been on antibiotics and steroid drugs since he was 2 years old. He's now nine. And he has become so violent at school, they're asking me to withdraw him. And I am single mother, I work full time, and that's just not possible for me at this stage. I need your help. And I'm like, okay, let's talk. And I said, let's come in and meet me. She couldn't come in for 2 weeks. And I said, start now, remove all sugar. I gave her the list of foods that we all know. No dairy, no sugar drinks, No pasta, no bread, no crackers, all of it. None.
Mm-hmm.
Just got, I'm on it. At this point, of course, she'd do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And in 2 weeks before her appointment, she called me and said the teachers and the principal had called her personally and emailed her to say, what have you done to your child? He is a different boy. Within 2 weeks,
wow,
just dietary changes had made him a completely different child, just like Noah's experience. He was
mm-hmm.
able to address, do his homework, get along with the other children, and he had become so violent to the children, throwing desks, hitting, that they were going to put him on psychiatric drugs in addition to the steroids. And the doctor said, well, I know a woman whose daughter is in a psychiatric hospital, but she can breathe. So I'm like, this is the choice. We either allow our children to breathe or we institutionalize them. This is what this mother was told. I'm like, no, there is hope. And in 2 weeks, she saw the change, and that was it. We worked for the rest of the time on changing the diet and restoring his gut function with good bacteria, and he's perfectly fine at 11 today. The other small little baby, again, a referral. The baby was in ICU, head-to-toe eczema, had scratched himself so badly he had given himself a staph infection.
Oh.
And he had little cuffs on his hands, you know, like the kind that you put on
mm-hmm.
your pet so they won't bite themselves when you give them medicine.
Mm-hmm.
He had the little cuffs so he couldn't scratch himself, and he was absolutely in horrible pain, itching head to toe, crusty wounds, and she was crying on the phone with me. I said, it's going to be okay. Take him off all hospital food. Feed him this. He's fine. He'll be fine. And once we get him out of jeopardy and out of the hospital, then you can bring him. And within 4 days, she called me and said, 4 days, there was just one spot left on his elbow.
Oh, my gosh.
4 days. He was out of ICU. He was released from the hospital. Now, the problem is she never called me again. So she thought it was done. And if he's eating that way and he's eating better, then great. So I have to be okay with that. But this is how
tell
fast.
Us. What was he eating in the hospital, and what did she give him?
Well, the problem, of course, started at birth because he was, which we'll talk about, he was a C-section child, and she didn't breastfeed, which is the beginning problem of a child's immune system.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll talk about that in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And then it had gone downhill from there. He was on formula, problematic, and then he developed ear infections, and then it went downhill from there. Antibiotics, steroids, and then he developed what we call GAPS, or called a gut in psychology, gut. It's a inflamed gut.
Mm-hmm.
And then the eczema, the histamine response caused the eczema. And so once we removed the sugar, it was cereal, bread, Gatorade for hydration, because she was told to give him Gatorade because he wasn't staying hydrated. And in the hospital, of course, it was Jell-O, mashed potatoes, you know, what we think of as, you know, beans and peas and meat and the dessert, cake, those things. And when he changed his diet the way we talk about here, it was clear. Now, we had a little bit more work to do, but he was out of the hospital. And
how old was this baby?
He was 18 months.
And they were feeding him cake?
Well, it was, you know, little bits and pieces mashed
mm-hmm.
up with the mom, just getting him food.
Mm-hmm.
And the last little boy was 5, and the mom brought him in saying he can't breathe. Every time he goes outside to play with his brothers and sisters and climbing trees and playing on the little go-karts, he can't breathe, and he breaks out in hives, and he has allergies, and his eyes close up.
Mm-hmm.
So they had him on antibiotics and steroids and Advair and Discus and breathing treatments. and were at a loss to know what to do. And he was, you know, pitiful story of staring out the window as everybody else played, and it, you know, and real sweet, sweet. So we took away the milk, we took away all the sugar, and within about, his was a little bit longer, about 2 months, he was outside playing and climbing trees and with very few symptoms. And then they added fermented vegetables to his diet, and that was it. He was completely healed. And, but these are all stories about parents who are scared to death. Children can't breathe. I mean, this isn't just, like you say, just hives. This isn't just a cold. This is breathing. Mm-hmm. These are life and death threatening situations. And, you know, kids who are about to be put on psychiatric drugs because they're violent to themselves and others. And they're just so lost and so scared. And this is where we can really offer a lot of hope. No, you're not crazy. Yes, there's a problem. And what can we do? So when the issue first begins, like I said, with an immune system that's built at birth, when we come down the vaginal canal, it's the mother's bacteria in the vaginal canal that goes into our mucous membranes, our mouth, our nose, our ears, if you're a girl, vagina. That's where we set up the first colonies of bacteria, through the vaginal canal. So the rash, C-sections now, I think 1 in 3 births for a while were C-section.
Mm-hmm.
The baby was not getting the first line of bacteria through the natural birth. And then if for any reason the mother couldn't breastfeed, which is the second online immune system through the mother's milk, colostrum, good fats, mm-hmm. and other immune components. And I think, Catherine, you remember the time when it was actually, mothers were actually discouraged breastfeeding.
Mm-hmm. And that was not so long
that
ago.
That whole thing. Yeah, not so long ago. Or if a mother just is working full-time and wants to return to work, and she'll will transition the child to formula.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't any blame on moms. It's just how some choices are made, that's all. And the baby goes on formula that we think is safe, but is really genetically modified soy, like the Similac and different things that have real poison for children.
Oh,
and
genetically modified, of course.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then they don't develop their immune system. So now we have a child who doesn't have a strong immune system. So when we become exposed to other children or natural microbes in the environment, we're not able to handle that. Our digestion doesn't have the good flora. Our mucous membranes that line the opening to the outside world doesn't have the good microbes that can neutralize the pathogens. So we'll get sick. Well, we're told when a child gets sick to go to antibiotic, when in fact, if we just allow them to be sick and give them healthy doses of some natural products, then their immune system will kick out the pathogen. So the symptoms of looking sick is actually an active immune system fighting the pathogen. But most parents are told to, go on an antibiotic. There's an ear infection. There's a sinus infection. Get an antibiotic. Get a steroid drug. You have eczema or allergies, go on steroids. And then if we eat meat or dairy that's been raised commercially and not organic, that meat, those animals are injected with hormones, steroid drugs, and antibiotics to fend off the poor conditions that they live in, which fester bacteria. So we actually ingest, through eating meat and dairy and cheese and yogurt and those things, antibiotics and steroids that were given to the animal that now come in. So
immediately, antibiotic overload.
Right.
Every
day, and then we have a gut that's wiped out. And what's so interesting, I love if Sananda talked about this, so I'm going to ask him to talk about this. As much life as there is outside of us that we see in the multiverse, multi-galaxies, multi-universes. There is that equal level inside us going down to the smallest bacteria. So there is a whole world, a whole tapestry of various micro-creatures that live inside us that are a very diverse and rich life. In fact, it's 10 to 1 their cells to our cells, meaning there's 10 times more cells in the 6 pounds of good microbes that should be living in our body than there are our cells.
Hmm.
So who's living with who? Like, who's in charge? Sometimes I think it's the microbes. So we need to keep them really happy, and we need to keep them fed, and we need to keep them filled with nutrition, and which is organic fruits and vegetables and healthy water and good grains. And so these microbes line our nose, our eyes, our skin, our mouth, our ears, and our gut system, a blanket. It's a thick blanket of microbes that handle everything, viruses, bacteria, fungus, anything we eat, it can handle if it's healthy. And it just actually on the outside of our good bacteria are antiviral medicine, antifungal medicine, antibacteria. It's actually on our microbes. So when we take an antibiotic, it's only because our antibiotics within us aren't working.
Right.
Found that just fascinating. So,
oh, that's such a good way of putting it.
It's so interesting. And so here we have Western medicine who just clear cuts our rainforest of good, healthy microbes, just clear cuts it with antibiotics. And
mm-hmm.
we're left barren, like an erosion of soil that starts breaking down. And then we get gut problems, and then the gut problems lead to a fungal overload of candida, and candida starts to cause brain disorders. So now it transfers up to Catherine's world with psychiatric disorders and causes depression, schizophrenia, bipolar, ADD, ADHD, all of those things. And we can see again, there is no difference between psychiatric disorders and our body's health. Absolutely the same, just a different expression, a different way it manifests in the world.
Oh,
so,
yes.
Mm-hmm.
I can testify that when I was working in hospitals, and I spent a year in a daycare center with mostly pretty damaged, pretty far out schizophrenic patients. And they were the unhealthiest, physically unhealthiest people I've ever met.
Mm.
So, and they were, I think, every single one of them addicted to sugar.
Mm-hmm.
They ate, I mean, they would bring in stuff. They ate donuts constantly. And coffee with lots, like 6 helpings of sugar in it. So now I understand.
Mm. Oh, that's such a clear picture you saw. Not many people would ever have seen that. And you, to be a witness to that, is amazing. And so parents are scared. They don't know how their immune system got off. They have a baby screaming with an ear infection who is maybe even nonverbal yet.
Mm-hmm.
Is not verbal yet. And so they go to the doctor, and the doctor has drugs or surgery. And then they go, and then the immune system is hampered further. So, you know, the mom's like, Mom and Dad, what's the parent to do? And when I looked up the top 10 drugs and sales prescribed to children under 10, 9 of the 10 are treating immune system issues. They're either an antibiotic, an antiviral, or an antifungal. And the other 5 after that treat asthma, allergies, and eczema. So you see the connection. The top 15 drugs given to children are all involving immune system or immune-related problems. They're killing our natural living organisms that God gave us to help live on this earth. So until we stand the life within us, as well as work on coming into unconditional love with life that we see around us, we're not going to be in harmony. We have to go both ways with our love and understanding. And then when we reach to Mother Nature, who provides antifungal, like garlic and olive oregano, and antiviral, like andrographis herbs, and antiparasitics, she provides those to us. So if we do get in a jam, and we do have an immune system problem, she also has those solutions already for us.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm going to do is post a list of my child's sick, I'm working on the diet, I'm not going to go for an antibiotic anymore, what do I do?
Mm, good.
And I'll have that, yes, for people to try. Even just an ear infection. Organic,
that's a serious
cold-pressed
one.
Yeah.
Because if you don't catch an ear infection, it can cause damage.
Yes, and then you have some hearing loss.
Mm-hmm.
But when they know that if you take cold-pressed organic olive oil and mix it one-to-one with white vinegar, you can clear it by dropping it in the ear and holding it for 5 minutes, about 6 times a day. It clears it.
With white vinegar.
So, white vinegar. So the olive oil, the olive comes with antibacterial properties that when cold pressed and not ruined by, the extraction process, if we get a good olive oil, it will take care of it for us. Like olive oregano, antiparasitic, antiviral, antibacterial, and antifungal. Of course, you taste like you're swallowing pizza.
Yeah, so there could be worse.
There's a trade-off. But it's here. It's there.
Antibiotics don't taste so great either.
So moms and dads, there's a solution. And if we can get to the expectant mom who makes sure that her bacteria is really healthy and that she has time to breastfeed her child and room to do that without worrying about money, without worrying about the loss of a job, then the children get a proper start. And then they can handle the normal things out in the world that they can get exposed to. So know that that's coming. And the best thing we can do now is to work on our diet and work on bringing into the child's life really good bacteria if you think they've already been compromised with an antibiotic or steroid. So I posted on my Wisdom Within-Meg Davis Facebook page a recipe for cultured vegetables. And it's easy to make and very inexpensive. And you can make your own fermented foods that carry loads of good bacteria and start feeding it to ourselves and to our children, and it starts to build the colonies back up again in the digestive tract. Now, if they will not eat those, we have liquid and pill forms of probiotics that you can find at any good health food store that start building up the microbes again.
Mm-hmm.
And you can use a neti pot for their sinuses, or you can use garlic washes for eczema, different things, which I'll post. But you can start with the diet and start with good bacteria, and in no time, they will be on track. And we're not going to see them taking antidepressants at 15, which is the end result of antibiotic syndrome. So I just
comprehensive. Thank you so much, Meg. I mean, you have just wrapped this up for us in such a profound and absolutely convincing way. I thought I had a good diet before, but now I eat what Meg recommends, and I'm feeling great. I need less sleep all the time. I've even lost a couple of pounds. It's just... it's just fabulous. No problems. I'm never sick. And I thank you. It's just the way you have presented it has made it so clear and so simple and so convincing that I can't imagine that anyone listening hasn't already changed their diet and isn't probably already feeling better. So we want to hear from you, the people who are doing this along with us and who are experiencing a change. I know you will. So we're encouraging you now to do it the whole way. Really get on board, make the total changes that Meg is describing, and you will never regret it, I promise you. So thank you, Meg. I just needed to tell you that.
Well, yes.
So I didn't mean to cut off your last, your wrap-up statement. Is there anything else you want to add?
Yeah, the only thing is there is such hope, even though you may not know about it yet. Just a little research on the internet, and you are completely covered with solutions. So don't hesitate to reach out to any of us on the Facebook page or my email if you have any questions, and I will coach you through the white coat syndrome to make sure you feel really good about following your intuition and your heart for your children, and they will just be so successful in school and in life mm-hmm. and in friendships and just stay happy and healthy like little Noeb. So thank you, Catherine.
Yeah. So I have a list here of people who have sent in requests for healing. And I want to suggest that every single person on this list really take seriously what we have been teaching in the last, four or five sessions, to go back and listen again and to make the changes in your diet that will change the basis for why you're having difficulties in the first place and will absolutely help. So I'm going to quickly read through the people who have made a request for healings today, and then we're going to go with Sananda to the Arcturian ships for our Sunday healing session. So I want to include as a thought, as a prayer, when we go to the healing ships, I wish for each one of us, me included, to be fully aware, fully and completely in alignment with these concepts that you're teaching us, because they make absolutely pure sense. The idea that we have to be in harmony with the microbes that God gave us is so in line with everything we're being taught, that we need to be in line with the intelligence that we were given and the DNA changes that we're being given and the possibility for such creativity and such strength. And what we've been teaching all along is about the psychological and the spiritual part. But it's so, the words are even the same. If we're not completely aware of our body's needs, we're not raising our vibration. You cannot raise your vibration and be oblivious to your body. We're taking it with us. So before we go to the healing ships, I just want to encourage everyone, begin with what we've been teaching you about your diet, about literally protecting yourself from the invasion of the dark side, which is all these medications that really were promoted and sold to us as a panacea, like it's going to cure everything, and they don't. What we have is, in the wake of this era of antibiotics, is terrible damage. Of course, not everybody involved was trying to, you know, do damage or to kill us. They were trying to help. But it was the wrong direction. And so we have to do a great big 180-degree turn and start learning. We don't have to go back. We don't have to give up everything we've learned from modern medicine. We just need to review it all in the light of, does this make sense given who we really are and what gifts and talents and abilities we really have? So that's my little introduction to the healing part of our session. And I'll read you the requests. Barb is requesting for her mother, Anne, and her brother, Marty, and herself. Her mother, Anne, had a massive stroke in 2007 and needs a major healing from God and whoever else helps with these healings. I know it's going to happen. Her left side is paralyzed and her cognitive functioning is compromised. She has macular degeneration, needs teeth, and has osteoporosis. So she can't control her mouth and her tongue as well, so she's having a tough time eating, and she has toenail fungus. Well, a lot of this, I'll bet, can be improved with diet, perhaps even the cognitive functioning, because as we're learning, the sugar in our diet, which is what people usually feed to someone who's, disabled. It's easy to eat. It gives you some energy, and it makes you feel like you're giving them a treat. But it may just be making the symptoms even worse. So for Marty, he's been diagnosed with schizophrenia, paranoid schizophrenia. And he wants a healing, too. He has a tough life inside his mind, and he needs a healing. Well, Barb, same for Marty. I would be happy to work with you, and I'm sure Meg would, too, on all of these things. So Barb is the caregiver, and she also needs some healing help with varicose veins and broken veins in her legs, and her circulation doesn't feel good. Her left eye is scarred, and she has double vision, and her right eye is blurry. She really needs our support as well, because here she is the caregiver, and she's having troubles herself. She has a weird feeling on the right side of her face, and she's so tired. She has warts on her feet. Thank you and many blessings, and to everyone who's assisting with these healings. Barb, I know Meg is going to have a suggestion about helping to balance the pH levels and the nutritional levels in your body. And I'm going to give everybody my quick cure for plantar's warts, which my kids had once years ago. And I went to an old-timey doctor, and he said, go to the drugstore and get Burroughs solution, which is just, a caustic solution. You put it on with a cotton ball. You rub it on. You leave it on for about 5 or 10 minutes, and then afterwards you just rub a little bit with a clean cloth. You do that 3 times a day, and boom, they're gone. No surgery, no cutting, they disappear. So that's another way. Without interfering with your immune system, by the way. So Marilyn Campbell continues to suffer from low back pain. Thank you and bless you, she says. So by all means, she's in Walnut Creek. I used to live in Orinda right nearby. So Marilyn, we are going to send you a big blast, but also check the sugar in your diet. Now here is P. Kumar from Mumbai in India. He has a problem that he's asked for healings for before, but it hasn't worked yet. He has an inguinal hernia. And, of course, that's a structural problem that's going to take more work. So he says he's listening, and he will be very grateful and will inform us when he's healed. So, all right, P. Kumar, sending a big blast of love. Heart would like to be on the healing list. He says he suffers from ego identification. I think probably what you mean, Heart, is you get too tied up in your thoughts and feelings, and it trips you up. I think you'll get a lot of help from reading the Healing for Ascension Tour group page, where people are posting wonderful daily messages about getting out of your head and into your heart. Literally. Now, that was a pun, wasn't it? His name is Heart. Okay, so get into your heart. Literally. And you also will find help in the book, Who Needs Light, for specifically that problem. So, Emma John, she has a good description here. Life seems like a mixing bowl right now, guessing at the recipe. So I feel like it's important for me to connect with the Arcturians. And she's so grateful to have the opportunity. So she's been on Earth a long time. So anything would help her physical body, which has endured so much emotional trauma due to her sensitivity and suppression and lack of self-empowerment. Okay, well, Emma John, you know what to do. You got to turn that one around. The latest thing is her heart, which she thinks has healed, but she has some remnants of circulatory blockages. High or sporadic blood pressure, and she needs more circulation in her ears and her eyes and overall energy. So she has a sedentary lifestyle, which, of course, doesn't help. Her feet and her ankles are usually swollen and painful, and she's still working with them. So good for you. She's still working on emotional issues from the past and present. So whatever can be done to give her a boost, she will be grateful for. She hopes to stay on Earth a long time in a perfect physical body, and she loves herself more, and she's more open to what she is. And Emma John, every day that you can come around that corner and begin to see yourself as the bright light that you really are, you're going to feel better physically. I promise you. And yes, we are willing to help you heal. She came to be of service in love and light, with the light shining for others to see. Well, I love the things she says and the way she writes about it. She's really beginning to open to see herself, and that is always the biggest healer, to be able to see yourself as the precious and valuable being that you really are. And here's Angela. She's recently found out she's expecting a baby, and she's having some complications with pregnancy. So she's saying she might be having a miscarriage, but she doesn't want that to happen. So She's resting and hoping she'll get to the doctor for good news. So, Angela, we're going to send you love and light to your baby as well, healing energy, and, of course, be very careful to follow the regimen that we've been talking about in the last couple of weeks. So, we're ready. Sananda's here. And we're ready to go to the Arcturian ships. So, everyone here can go with us. We go to the ships to let these folks who've written in have special treatment, but also anyone else can include themselves in. This is not a doctor's appointment where you have to stand in line. Everyone is welcome. You're all welcome to come in as healers or as someone who wants to be healed or both. We can do both. So we encourage you to come join us. Feel the blast of loving energy that Sananda brings to us and meet with our other masters. You're going to love it. So those of you who are new, welcome. And this is going to be fun. It's always fun. But Sananda is here, and I'm going to turn it over to him so he can do a little our introduction and take us up to the ships, up to the mothership. So I'm going to turn this over now to Sananda. Greetings all. And thank you, Meg and Catherine, for your lovely presentation. You're so thorough, and you make it so understandable. And it is truly inspiring, because it's so clear how much it will help. You're very lucky, you know, all of you. You think it's so difficult to get organic food because it's expensive, or you have to go a little further to get it. But truly, the resources you have available to you are remarkable, are wondrous compared to, of course, what was available to us when I've been here on Earth. We had good fruits and vegetables, but we didn't have refrigeration like you have. We didn't have storage facilities. We didn't have... Of course, you know, that may have been a benefit in some ways. We did a lot of fermenting and storing of our foods in very practical but much more time-consuming ways than all of you have to do. So you have your refrigerator, you have organic food stores. By all means, take yourself down there and buy all the things you can find that are dark green and all the things you can find that are dark red. And I don't mean red dye number 4. And take home the fruits and the vegetables and a few potatoes, a few interesting things like a turnip or some beets, and eat everything. Eat the greens. Don't be peeling your carrots too hard. And you are going to see a tremendous change. Tremendous change. There are two reasons for that. My dear, dear brothers and sisters, there's a very deep reason why this works. And that is, when you are willing to take what you learn that makes so much sense, and you're told, this will heal you, this will make you a healthier person. Once you take that into your heart and you wrestle with yourself, well, is it worth it? It's so much easier just to put this package in the microwave. I don't have the time. It's too expensive. What you're saying, dear brothers and sisters, what you're saying is that you're not worth it. And when you say, ah, I want to be well, and I understand that no one else can do it for me, no doctor, not even Sananda, can do it for me if I don't open my heart to be healed, if I don't take charge myself, because it is in that shift of taking charge of yourselves that allows the healing to take place. And when I come to the circle and come to your head and place my hands beside your head and send the energy of love and healing, if you don't open your crown chakra, if you don't open yourself to the idea that you deserve to be healed, you deserve to have a happy life, you deserve to feel good, and we don't mean by giving you some little treat that you're supposed to believe is good for you. Here, eat this candy, or I'll make you a cake and you'll feel better. No, that's a seduction, just like any other seduction of the dark side. It was designed to weaken you. And look how it does. Look what it does to the children and the older people. Those who have lived a number of trips around the sun are more vulnerable. Just as the story about Noev. And yes, I was observing. I was talking with Catherine at the time. And she said, Noev is just acting so strangely. Watch this. And I did. It was exactly, probably even worse than what she described. And absolutely it was because of the sugar. Now, this is what's happening to all of you. Little Noev is very healthy, so she didn't end up, vomiting on the sidewalk. But that's what a body would do if it were to truly express the feeling of being given these toxic chemicals. So, take yourself down to your lovely organic food store, and you will be amazed. One of the first testimonials that we got was, I believe it was Rob, who said his grocery bill had actually diminished. So it was not more expensive because you're not buying anything that's pre-prepared. Yes, it does take a little time. But do you have something more important to do than caring? Do you have something more pressing than being healthy? You see, I'm setting the bar at zero tolerance. Do not convince yourself that you can't do it or you don't have time. There are plenty of things you can eat without even having to cook them. And a little soup is very simple to make. You can even cut up the vegetables while sitting in your chair. So, look to your reasons for not taking care of yourself, for not accepting how precious a gift is this body. It has been given to you for safekeeping. Are you keeping it safe? Are you keeping it healthy? Are you treating your body the way you would like to be treated? With kindness, concern, and yes, compassion. Have compassion for your poor bodies. You're already being exposed to the antibiotics and hormones in your drinking water if you live in a big city. And those bottles of plastic that you buy are not any better. You're drinking the plastic molecules with your water. And many of them are just made from city water supply anyway. Build your immune system. And your body will take care of you. It's worth it. You're worth it. Now, keep that in mind. And we're going to go together to the beautiful Arcturian ship to meet our friends. The wonderful Arcturian group who are here in service to humanity. They have studied your bodies. They're particularly interested in the link between your thinking and your bodies. This is exactly what we're talking about, isn't it? And so they're interested in the same things that we're interested in. And they have reached a state of group consciousness. They have been through what you're going through now. They know about ascension, about raising your vibration, and about becoming the person that you really want to be. And they very much want to be here to help you, like brothers and sisters who've already been through something, and they offer to help you and give you solace and encourage you on your way. So let us go together, all of us, into our beautiful pillar of light that surrounds all of planet Earth. So all of you who are listening in person and all who will listen to the archives will feel this energy. We are sending it through the airwaves. It will remain. You will feel it the same way. Anytime you listen to this. So join hands, beloved ones. Come, make a big circle. And we're going to rise gently, like a leaf on an updraft. Let us rise. And as we rise, you will feel a little pressure on the crown of your head. Open. That's it. Open. Breathe. And let the love pour down right through the crown, down through your brain, your throat, into your heart space, right into the center of your heart, and then down all through your body. And anchor yourself deeply into the heart of Gaia. Now we're rising. Feel it. The more you let the light in, the more easily you rise. You're increasing the level of vibration as we go upward to the ship. You're also raising yourself into the fifth dimension. This is why we practice this. Dear ones, you're getting practice for ascension, because as you do this, you're raising yourself into the fifth dimension. You will see what we see. You will experience all of it. Stay linked with us. Come in a circle. And as we approach the enormous ship, the lower doors open and let us come into the entryway. We all gather together, join hands. There's plenty of room. Thousands of us can fit in here. Breathing gently. And now they open the great doors into the healing arena. It's brightly lighted and warm. There's a feeling of warmth and welcome. And the Arcturians are here to greet us. Each one of you will have a team of three or four Arcturian healers. And let us file in to the circle. Now, sometimes we name where people should go, but this time let's just go into the circle and find yourself a place among your friends. And recline on the lovely healing couches. Nothing like a hospital bed. Shapes to your body. It's completely comfortable. Reclining. And so the Arcturians can do their body scan. Now, I've explained this many times, but for those who are new, the scan that the Arcturians use when they begin the treatment looks something like your printer that scans the paper with light. They scan your body, and in the process, they calibrate their healing wands, which are part of the whole healing mechanism, technology. So they scan your body and they read the energy signature of your healthy cells. You know, like the bat signal, you each have a particular energy signature. Of course, different cells have variations on that, but their equipment can identify which are the healthy cells and which are the abnormal cells. So wherever there is a problem in your body, it will show up on the scan. And then they calibrate their healing wand to identify the signature of the diseased cell. And when they scan you with it, it literally uses sound and light to nullify the activity of the invading cells. It's what all the cancer treatments should be, because it doesn't interfere with your healthy cells. It simply suppresses and then eliminates the disease, the inflammation, the bacteria, the virus, the parasite, the whatever the invader might be, so that you can wash it away. And so now you're each settled in your comfortable place. Come in, the healers will come around the outside of the circle and join us. And they act like fielders. Here are our masters who will come with me to the center of the circle. We will send you energy, our love, our best wishes for all of you, for powerful healing. And as we do that, the healers who are on the outside of the circle at your feet will recycle the energy and send it back. And when they learn, as you're being scanned and from what you say, when they learn what the problem is, they can direct it even more intensely. And so it is important that a part of your healing is the humans who are helping to send the energy through themselves. They will channel the light energy and direct it right to what your problem is. And when another human does this work, sending you healing energy, it has a tremendous effect. Yes, we're very powerful, your ascended masters. But someone here with boots on the ground, as we call it, can add an element that we cannot. And so this is why so many are now being trained in Reiki and massage and acupuncture and all the wonderful healing arts, the energy healing arts. They bring great power and great potential for changing the way that healing is done. And we're setting the tone here and creating the example for people to learn from. So healers, take your place. Enjoy the work with us. And I will go around the group. You'll feel it when I come to you. You'll feel my energy flowing down from the top of your head all the way down through your body and right out your toes. Yes, breathe. Let yourself relax completely. Let yourself just melt into the lovely recliner that you're in. Let yourself absorb, enjoy, and welcome the love that we send to you. Our intention is to bring the most powerful healing possible to you. Match your intention to ours, to accept and absorb the powerful energy that you're feeling all around you. You will be healed by it. Now, breathe it in. And as you do, change your thinking from, I want to be well, I want someone to heal me, to, I accept. I am love. I am light. I am well. I am grateful. We all send our gratitude, our acknowledgement to our source, the one we call One, who has come so close to us now. who is so present and so attentive and who wishes us wonderful health, great happiness, and endless love. Drink it in, the elixir of life. There is nothing that is a more powerful healer than to drink in the energy of love. It is what you were made for. It is what you're good at. So leave behind all those other contrary ideas about depression and anxiety and not being worth it and not wanting to bother. This is you we're talking about. The you who are my friend. And I stand for doing the very best for you. I insist that whatever is done be in your greater good. Now you can insist right along with me that whatever you do, let it be for your greater good. And now I go around the circle. I love visiting with each of you, seeing the peace on your faces, the way you warm up and accept our healing and accept our love. So open your channels even more. Luxuriate in it. There are no limits. There's no rationing here. Take as much as you want, and then some. Feel it just flowing over and around and through you. Feel our love for you. Yes, we want that very much. We want you to feel it. We want you to know. You know what it feels like when you love someone and they don't respond, they don't return your love. It creates a blockage. It's like hitting a brick wall. Now, we don't suffer because of it, because we understand. We see the reasons why you might not accept our love. And we feel compassion for you. We see how hard it is to change. We see how hard it is to get over those old patterns of being careless with yourself, reckless even, because you were taught that you don't matter and you shouldn't put yourself first. That would be selfish. Well, nonsense. It's not selfish to treat yourself well. It simply prepares you to treat other people well. So let us teach you. Let us show you how to love you. Accept the love energy that I send to you. Accept my gift. I give it to you with a full heart, knowing that there is no limit, to what I can give you, because there is no limit to what I can absorb. We are abundance. We are pleasure. We are destined for this great love, this evolution, in this most exciting time. You know, it's nearly the September equinox. You'll begin celebrating today. And as you see the change in the planetary energies, in the relationship of the sun to the earth and the moon, as you feel the seasons change, acknowledge it is no different from you. You are a child of the earth, and you are a child of God. And you, like the planet you live on, like the stars in the cosmos, you evolve, you change, you move. So let yourself move. Catherine was watching a video last night. I'm going to ask her to give it to all of you on the Facebook page, because it's a marvelous representation of how the Earth is moving through space. 75,000 kilometers per hour. You're moving. Your Earth is flying through space. But it's not only your Earth, of course, and you're not just in orbit around your sun, although you're taught to see your solar system like a pancake with bumps in it. It's not like that at all. Your sun is caroming through space, and the planets that follow the sun have a very interesting orbit, and it's not just a circle, it's a spiral. And when you see these videos, you will begin to understand. You live in a vortex. Everything around you is alive. Everything you look upon in your natural world is conscious and alive and in motion. Your growth, everything about your bodies, your heart beating, your digestive system, all of the systems of your body, your brain, which fires day and night, even when you're not paying attention to it. All of you are a part of this great, magnificent motion that is life. Now I'm nearly around the circle. You'll feel my presence. We feel very close today. This is becoming more and more possible for several reasons. You're becoming very skilled at envisioning these things that I describe. You're raising your vibration, and with it, it raises your ability to be what we call psychic, to use your third eye. many of you have heard about the pineal gland and how it needs to awaken and how many of the things that you've been exposed to were purposely designed to shut it down. And this is another reason why it is so important for you to eat the things that Mother Earth gives you directly. Don't allow any middlemen, anybody to come in between and take your food and do something to it. Go to the farm if you can. Take the food directly from the farmer. And know that there is nothing that you eat that is genetically modified. Nothing. Not under any circumstances. Because it will interfere with your health. It will interfere with your brain functioning. And we want you in tip-top shape. So we're getting closer. You can feel it, can't you? You feel my presence more intensely. You can almost feel my breath. It is possible because all of you have raised your vibration. Your vibration is beginning to match the vibration that I emit. Catherine is right here with me. She feels my vibration. She matches hers to mine. You can do the same. Take my vibration, which is love, and absorb it into your pores, into your cells, every single cell in your body. Let your body reverberate with a sensation of love. And don't worry, you won't become someone else. You will become more yourself. Feel every cell resonating, vibrating, joyfully, and in harmony. Now, what you're feeling is that we are immersed. Inside our pillar of light, we are immersed in the energy of love. Let it wash over you. Breathe it into every cell. And keep it. You have the source of energy within yourself, just as I do. You only need to accept that you have this power. You feel it, don't you? It changes everything. It changes everything about your health. It changes everything about the way you see other people. And for the most part, it will change the way they see you as well. You may encounter a few who are just blind, but don't let that bother you. Just walk on by, enjoying, basking, reveling in your own connection to light. And know when you feel that, the substance of what you're absorbing, it is nourishment. It is what your bodies are designed for. It's what you're made of. And you must accept nothing less. Not from yourself and not from others. Do not put yourself into circumstances, situations that will cause you pain. Do not permit it. Now, of course, some of you have to go to a job that you're not so thrilled with. We understand that. But see it for what it is. It's just a job and it's just temporary. And then you focus on what's real. Your relationships, your creativity, your ability to make the best of circumstances. To bring your resourcefulness and your imagination to what you do, regardless of what it is. There is no job so tedious or so simple that you cannot use that position as a way to bring light and love to others. Mothers, know that you are the light for your children. Fathers, beam on your family, and they will flourish. Breathe it in, everyone. Keep this feeling, this sense of knowing that we are one. Keep it in your heart. Never let it go. Never let yourself be dragged away from this luxurious, glorious feeling of being bathed in light and being bathed in light in the company of those you love. We, amongst us, carry such power. We can move mountains. Rely on each other. Support, encourage, and love one another. And you will never be alone. And now, let us allow the wonderful Arcturians to bring in their blue and silver light. Ah, it is delicious. It flows down over you, head to toe, washing away every speck of anything that is old or dark or unhealthy. And I join with my fellow friends and, well, Mother and Father God are here. Saint Germain, Archangel Raphael, Michael, and there's Metatron. All here to quietly join with me to increase the energy that you feel, to lift your hearts, and to be there for you as witnesses, as guides and helpers. Take them home with you. We're all willing. We'll go anywhere with you. You only need to ask. It is particularly enjoyable for all of us to be together like this. But you don't need to stop when we part at the end of this program. Keep us with you. listen for us. We'll play music for you. We'll talk, whisper in your ear. We'll send you small omens and hints from your environment. Now, let us all join together. We're going to move to the entryway. All of you come. Raise up from your comfortable beds and join your friends. Those who came in with wheelchairs, jump up. Feel your strength. Feel the memory of being in perfect health and make that your baseline, as they call it. Make that the way you define yourself. We bow to the Arcturians, our friends, and to our fellow masters, and to the healers who came with us, whose help is so welcome. Now let us all together send a big blast of loving energy right to Mother Terra and to all the inhabitants of planet Earth, the flora and fauna, all the human beings. Envision them. See the grid around the planet. And when we send our light and our love, it will move around the planet on the grid like lightning. Now, I'm going to count downward from 3 to 1. And when I get to 1, we're going to send a big, united blast. And it will be felt across the entire planet. 3, 2, 1 goes. Blast of love and light. And here is the little dog who is embracing me. His arms around my neck. Oh, he wants to join. He wants to be with us in this beautiful energy. Send that kind of love to all your pets, too. They feel it. They know what this is. They feel the excitement and they feel the joy and the great blast of love. He came to accept his part of it. Now, together, we bid farewell to the Arcturians and their beautiful ship. We'll go back down our lovely golden white light, the pillar that will carry us gently back to Earth, back to where you began. But do not allow yourself to feel anything from the past. Have your clean slate, because every moment brings you something new. You don't need to drag anything from the past into it. Make it sparkling new. Every moment, every breath is brand new. Every breath is an adventure. Thank you, beloved ones, for joining us. It is my great pleasure to be here in service. I will be here with you next Sunday, same time, which is 2 o'clock Eastern, 11 o'clock Pacific. And you can look it up. Those of you who are around the world in Australia and Germany and Japan and China, South America, Africa, and many from Canada. All of you, pass this on. Let others come. Let them know, and don't be afraid that they might say, oh, what is this crazy stuff? It doesn't matter if they say that. Why would it matter? You know that you're getting smarter and healthier and happier. And why wouldn't you want that for others? If they refuse it, then it's on them. That's their responsibility, but at least you didn't prevent them from learning. Take these messages, take these feelings, and take this light, beloved ones. Hold it high. Be the beacon for those around you. Be the love. You will heal, and others around you will learn. And together, we will change the world. Farewell, beloved friends. I am your Sananda.
Thank you, Sananda. Oh, this felt so special. This felt different.
Yes.
This felt so close. I was sitting outside, and during the part where we were on the ship, I just took a second to walk the dogs outside, and I sat, and the clouds were alive. The trees were different. I went, oh, my. This is, it feels like one was just turning up the voltage on the whole planet, and Sananda was helping us be. Oh, thank you, Sananda. That was.
Oh, yes, thank you. I felt Sananda's presence so close. It was like I touched my face and I could feel him. I felt his face next to mine, but not even next to, almost as if he was inside. He was so close.
Yes, we all felt it.
Mm-hmm.
We all felt that.
Oh, wow. Every week it seems like it's just so amazing and wonderful. It couldn't possibly get better. But this was extraordinary.
Yes. It just shows, Sananda said it so clearly, it just shows how much everyone, all of you listening, is really getting it.
Yes.
And it's just when you think you've stumped your toe or you put your shirt on backwards or the day went different than what you thought. You're getting this. We're all getting it.
And we're getting it.
Sananda, thank you. Yeah, thank you for reminding us, because sometimes we can get so distracted, and it's nice to hear by just this feeling that we're really getting it.
Mm-hmm. Well, we send our love as well and hope everyone enjoyed this as much as we did.
Yes.
So we'll be back on Wednesday night. I'm going to ask that we save a little time on Wednesday so we can have some questions if people like. But it's been so powerful. The channelings have just been so powerful that it's hard to, you know, ask questions afterward.
Mm-hmm.
So Wednesday night, maybe I have an idea. If people want to save their questions and their testimonials, actually, maybe we should give a moment for that. If someone really wants to tell us about what's happening to them and how they've been using this work, and if they find themselves really improving, we really want to hear about it.
Mm-hmm.
So we have two people who are on the line and seem to want to get through. So if that's the case, and you have your hand raised because you want to give us a testimonial or feedback, we would love to hear it. So maybe we could take just 5 minutes to let the people who are on the line give us their observations and their report. That sound good to you?
Yes, absolutely. Okay, well, we will go ahead and open up area code 331, ending in 5786. Just let us know your name and where you're calling from. Welcome.
Oh, well, they have a delay. They're listening on their computer. Are you there?
Yeah.
331. Nope. They've gone to... Oh, are you there? 331. Last chance. Nope.
Okay.
All right, then.
All right. Let's try area code 352, ending in 3087. Welcome. Area code 352. Come on.
Well,
okay.
It's quiet. Okay, so...
All right.
They may have walked away from the phone thinking we weren't going to take questions, which is the way it sounded.
Which is usual, yes.
Yes, the usual. So,
but I love that idea, Catherine, to hear testimonials. I think that would be terrific.
That would be great, yeah. So shall we give 352 another chance? Let's see.
Sure.
352... 3087, are you there? Nope. Don't hear you. Okay. So, what I was going to suggest was next time, on Wednesday night, before we start the channeling, maybe we could take a few questions.
Mm-hmm.
Because once we get into that wonderful, mellow, fabulous, peaceful feeling, it's hard to come back to... You know, talking about the day-to-day stuff. So
mm-hmm.
we'll take a few questions or testimonials or whatever you want to bring to us on Wednesday night. So till then, we bid you farewell. So long, Meg.
Thank you, Catherine.
Goodbye,
everyone.
Bye, everyone.